The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. And it is about 6:20 on Wednesday, September 30th. Remember that, as always, state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211. You can do that in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends, to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics statewide. Go to knockoutflu.org to find a vaccination location. We've got some state-level news to bring you today on this Wednesday, September 30th, our final day of September. Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC, will continue to offer enrollment, health screenings, nutrition education, breastfeeding support, and food benefit interviews remotely via phone or video chat for as long as the declared national public health emergency goes on. In order to find WIC services in your area, you can text WIC to 96859. You can also visit parenthelp123.org, and you can check out the resource finder there, or you can call WIC at 1-800-322-2588. The Washington Youth Development Nonprofit Relief Fund will be providing general operating fund grants to youth development programs supporting young people most impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and furthest away from educational justice. More info on the Washington Youth Development Nonprofit Relief Fund grants and applications can be found online at youthdevrelief.schoolsoutwashington.org. The Tacoma Urban League is offering technical assistance to help small businesses and entrepreneurs prepare applications for accessing federal and local funding for small businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. You can call 253-383-2007 or visit thetacomaurbanleague.org for help. We've got some regional news. The National Weather Service in Seattle states that the newly rolled in smoke from California wildfires will remain mostly aloft, will not be anything like the smoke event earlier this month, and should be fairly short lived this week. Good news for those of us that might be struggling to breathe, COVID or not. Several marine areas of Puget Sound will reopen for recreational crab fishing on Thursday, October 1st. Areas include Marine Areas 4, which are in Nea Bay, east of the Bonilla Tatoosh Line, Area 5, Area 6, which is the eastern strait of Juan de Fuca, Area 7, the San Juan Islands, and Area 9, Admiralty Inlet, and Area 12, Hood Canal. In each open area, crabbing will be allowed 7 days a week through December 31st. As far as Tacoma news goes, the memorial service for former Tacoma Mayor Harold G. Moss will be held tomorrow, October 1st at 1 p.m., on the day that would have marked his 91st birthday. Anyone can attend virtually by watching TV Tacoma or by viewing the live stream at tvtacoma.com or facebook.com/cityoftacoma. Shortly after the memorial service, at approximately 3:30 p.m., Mayor Moss, along with his family motorcade, will take a final drive across the Harold G. Moss Bridge in Tacoma. And in honor of the life and legacy of Mayor Moss, flags will also lower across all city facilities on October 1st, 2020. Mayor Moss passed away at his home with family on September 21st, following long-standing health conditions unrelated to COVID-19. Also in Tacoma, Tacoma Public Schools and the Metropolitan Development Council will host a free virtual college prep night for high school students on Thursday, October 1st, 4:45 to 7 p.m. It's designed to introduce students and parents to available college resources. In order to attend virtually, you can email Lori Parrish at MDC. This is lparrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H, at mdc-hope.org, or follow links at the Tacoma Public Schools Facebook page to join the event online. Now, I stated a lot of URLs, a lot of websites, and a lot of different phone numbers. And if ever you are wondering what those are, you missed hearing it, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org, where we list all of the announcements and bulletins we read for the daily briefing shortly after air. Every time we do the daily briefing, you can find it at daily.ktqa.org. You can also click on the little play button, that little forward-facing triangle, and listen to a podcast version of the daily briefing in case you ever miss hearing it live on KTQA LP 95.3 FM in Tacoma. To close out today's daily briefing, I would like to remind you that there are numerous free testing sites in our region for COVID-19. For anything in King County, you can visit kingcounty.gov online. For Pierce County locations, you should visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's remaining mobile testing events in Pierce County include Metro Parks Verlo Park and Church for All Nations. They are hosting free mobile COVID-19 testing tomorrow, Thursday, October 1st. And on Friday, October 2nd, you can get tested for COVID-19 at Fort Stillicum Park, at the University of Puget Sound, or at Trinity Church Food Program Building. No ID is required for the Pierce County pop-up testing events. Tests are free and they are open to anyone. Many testing events run all day from 9:30 to a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but check tpchd.org/COVID test for specific times. And community healthcare with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood is offering testing for COVID-19, even if you are not a community healthcare patient. For a telehealth screening appointment, you can call 253-722-2161. Well, I hope that everyone has had a manageable, wonderful September, and we are ready to move into October full swing. My usual broadcast partner and station engineer Sam would probably protest and say that no way is it about to be October of 2020. But yes, indeed, here we are approaching October. If you have not answered your 10 census questions, do that. You can do that online. You can Google Census 2020. There's still time to finish that census. If you are wanting to make sure that you are registered to vote, this is a good time to do it as we roll into October. And again, remember that if you miss any of the URLs or phone numbers or announcements that we make on Daily Briefing, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org and see all of the updates that we read on the KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for statewide community resources connected to the United Way. Our email address here is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. We love hearing from our listeners. We love interacting with our listeners. We love that you are listening to us at KTQA. And now, back to your old-time radio programming.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.